Philip Rivers and that Chargers offense, they seem to be hitting quite a stride here late in the year. I mean, how much of what you guys are going to do or has to change to combat what they've been doing well over the last few weeks?
Well, I mean, they're they're really the same team. They're playing at, I think, a really good level right now. And I think Rivers is playing really well, evidenced in the last game there, you know, particularly in the second half. He had a great game against the Niners. And, they're a hard team because they got a lot of weapons, you know. Tight end, obviously, Gates has, you know, been a big factor in what they're doing. And I think all the wideouts, you know, have stepped up and done a really nice job. So, you know, you got to play both. They've been very consistent in their commitment to running the ball. You know, they've kept running. You know, now when they got behind against the Niners, obviously they had to go more passing in the second half. But that's one of the things I think they've really done well all year is they've stayed with the run, and I think it's paid off for them.
They don't really ever sit back. I mean, they commit turnovers. They just keep attacking.
Yeah, I mean that's the nature of of what they do. I think Rivers has been a great quarterback. For that reason, you know, he's not afraid to throw the ball into tight windows. I think one of the things he's done really well in the last 2 years is, though, he's taken advantage of the check downs and the underneath routes probably more than he ever has. But he has a big-time arm, and he can get a ball in tough situations. And, like I say, he's a competitive, very competitive guy, and so I think that's one of the things that makes him great. And it's also one of the things we got to try to take advantage of if he gets it into those real tight windows.
Now that you've basically had a whole year of data to compare last year to this year, the differences in the turnover numbers versus the limited number of big plays that you've given up this year, what's changed about the defense?
We have less turnovers and fewer big plays. That's what the data's told me. I don't know if you can quantify, you know, all the things, you know, and I think turnover, we've talked about this before, turnovers are really hard to say this is why turnovers are happening or why they're not happening. And I don't think anybody in our league and in our business really has had a great answer for any of that. We do know that the more opportunities you have with the ball being on the ground, which, hey, anytime you can force the ball to be on the ground through hit, strip, whatever, you're going to increase. And then the more people that rally to the ball when it goes up in the air, you're better your opportunities. But I'm not sure. I don't think I can tell you exactly why turnovers happen. You know, some of it is fortune. You know, you're fortunate to be where a ball gets tipped, whatever. You know, high throws over the middle are traditionally when they happen. Tip balls and high throws are what usually causes interceptions most of the time. Now, you tight coverage, like you're playing a guy like Philip, you know, he's going to throw a ball into tight coverage. And so if you're on a man, one, you have to assume that, hey, he's, even though I'm tight, he still might throw me the ball. So that's going to give you an opportunity to make those kind of plays. But to be very specific about why they happen, I don't think I could tell you.
How much does Justin Houston change the dynamic of just a single play? I mean, he's had a tremendous year this year.
Well, I think, he obviously is a factor because, he's produced a lot of sacks and that. But I think the other part of all those, once you get a player playing like him, he also affects how a team protects, what they have to do to protect him, and that helps our entire defense, you know, because it obviously either singles other people up or allows some things in protection to attack them in a certain thing. So his impact isn't just in the number of sacks he gets. That's certainly a huge factor, but it also helps us totally in defense. And I think that's really been a big factor for us on defense.
You kind of touched on this, Bob, but do you feel like he's maybe a better all-around player?
Well, yeah, I think
maybe give him credit.
I think very much so. You know, if you look at all the jobs he does for us, I mean, he does a lot of things that he's not just a pass rusher. You know, he's involved in multiple roles in coverage. We move him around to both cover and to pressure. And, you know, like last week, I thought he did a really good job against the run at Pittsburgh and made some really good plays in that part of the game. So, yeah, I kind of think, you know, and you understand why, because the nature of the beast is, hey, sack, sack, sacks. But this guy is, I think, playing really good football in a lot of areas for us.
This this may seem kind of obvious, but I mean, you notice that with guys who come in, maybe have a specialty like rushing the passer, and then their game just starts to flourish or evolve as they get more.
Well, I think if you want to be a really good player in our league, you have to do all things, because eventually, if you only do one thing, you're much easier to account for, and you know you're much easier to ID for the offense, this guy's going to be in coverage, or this guy's going to be in rushing, whatever you do. And that's one of the things I like about both he and Tomba. You know, they do multiple roles. It makes it a little harder, I think, to just say, hey, this guy's going to be in the rush, this guy isn't. And I think, again, like, if you really want to be an outstanding player in our league, you really have to do multiple things. You have to be good at a lot of things.
Bob, what does it mean to you to have three of your defenders make the Pro Bowl?
Well, I think first, it's a great tribute to the players. You know, players get there. You know, they do that over 16 weeks, and you know, it's on video, and that's what I think really shows up. And then I think the other part of it is, you know, I think it's a tribute to their individual coaches, you know, that are help preparing them and helping make their job. You know, one of our jobs as coaches, we always say, is try to get rid of the clutter. You know, simplify this down for these guys and say, hey, these are the main things you need to do this week. These are things that are going to help you play at a high speed. You know, rather than going out and playing every play in football, we try to say, hey, this formation, this down and distance, these things. And that's all drilled down in those individual meetings, and then plus the technique work certainly out on the field. So I think both people are the player himself obviously deserves a tremendous amount of credit, and then the position coaches.
Bob,